You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome to our studios a rookie to Conducting Conversations, brand new, and he is representing the Park Theater, the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts in Cranston. His name is Yusuf Gandhi, and welcome, Yusuf. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be with you.
It's going to be an enjoyable evening listening to some music of some of the shows that are coming to the Park Theater. And Yusuf is the executive director, so you can tell us everything we want to know about the theater, right?
Yes, I hope to.
Okay, great. Those of you that are regular listeners to our program might remember Jack Nicholson used to come in all the time with us and talk about shows at the park when it first reopened. And now it's rolling along and very, very successful and busy. If you haven't been there yet, you should take the opportunity to go. It's a beautiful facility, has a lot of creature comforts. It's a nice place to watch a show. And how long has it been open now, Yusuf?
It was reopened in 2009.
So 2009.
I guess since 2009, yeah.
And it's a kind of place where it's just a fun place to watch a show, because it's really not much of a bad seat in the house. You really have a great view of everything, and it sounds great too. It's great. I've had the chance to perform there myself, and it's a great place. And it has free parking, right?
Yes, that's a major plus. In fact, now we're starting getting people from Boston coming in, because they have to pay $40 in Boston. They
sure
can come across and have free parking here and not worry about anything.
Right, and free parking is a big deal, and it's a lot better than Providence too. Mm-hmm. Now, next weekend is St. Patrick's Day, and it's a big weekend coming up. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
That's right. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Coming in, and then on St. Patrick's Day, Celtic Knights, a great show called Journey of Hope. We'll be listening to some of that music, too. But we're going to start off with probably one of the best-known names in music coming to little old Rhode Island, Engelbert Humperdinck. How did you ever land that one?
Well, it was actually it happened. I was at a convention, and you know, the agency was one of the big agencies who represent APA, who represents Engelbert. They they had a presentation to all the presenters who were there, and then during that presentation, they put on Engelbert Humperdinck's his upcoming tour. I didn't even think we would get him. But, you know, because I know Engelbert Humperdinck does a lot of casinos. And
sure.
So I would assume that he was doing Mohegan or Foxwoods. And then
right.
And they don't let people come to art theater if they're in close proximity in dates.
So in other words, if someone signs with Foxwoods, for example, they wouldn't be doing the park also.
Or Providence, because they
Providence
don't want
to. Or Providence at all, right, yeah.
So anyway, since I knew the agent, I just spoke to the agent after the show, after this convention. I said, yeah, what does Engelbert want? And of course, he gave me a very big figure. And I said, I can't afford that, you know, but I just wanted to ask you, is he doing Foxwoods and or Mohegan Sun? I guess that's what he would be doing. So he said, no, this tour, he's not going to be doing casino. He wants to do as few casinos as possible. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do performing arts center. So he's looking at big venues, and he was, I said, mine is just a 1,000-seat venue. We can't do that. But, you know, he said, anyway, send me your offer. So I just sent him an offer.
Right.
You know, and it just so happened it worked within the routing of his tour, and there was a date he could fill. And, of course, he tried to ask for more money, everything, and you know, we negotiated. It was
right,
but his manager eventually said, you know, I said, listen, here's the cost, here's the ticket price, because I cannot. They wanted me to charge $100 ticket prices and things like that, and I said, I don't know, because I'm just about starting to learn Rhode Island. I'm from the New York area. I know in New York you could charge $150 and they would come. But I've noticed that the Rhode Islanders are not really into paying a lot of money for tickets. They're not. I guess it's a smaller state, and so I just said that, you know, this is what we can charge. I said I take, you know, even charging $65 as a top ticket, I'm taking a risk. But I want to start knowing, so I know if I can get bigger acts, so I'll do that. You know,
right.
And they saw the cost. They said, fine, yeah, we'll do it. Eventually, he said, his manager said, yes, let's do it.
Great. Well, that's you know, big news for Rhode Island and the park there. That's great. Let's listen to an Engelbert Humperdinck song, and then we'll come back and talk some more about him. We'll listen to this is one of my favorites, called "After the Lovin'."
So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. Thanks for turning me into a someone. So I sing you to sleep after the loving. I brush back the hair from your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. And I know that my song isn't saying anything new. Oh, but after the love, I'm still in love with you. So I sing you to sleep after the loving. I brush back the hair from your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. And I know that my song isn't saying
Engelbert is going to be coming on Friday night, April 5th. It's an 8 o'clock show. And tickets are pretty well sold already, right, for this show?
There are some available. The highest price, $65, is sold sold out, and now there's $55 and $45 tickets left. And they are pretty good, as you said, actually.
Yeah.
You know, every seat is good, so they shouldn't worry about it. But they're selling quite well.
The mezzanine or balcony area of the theater, which is new construction to the theater, is a great place to see the show.
Yes.
And I think there's some tickets left up there. And those
downstairs,
too. And downstairs, too. So great, great seats there. So check that out. That's going to be on Friday night, April 5th, 8 o'clock. And if you'd like to get tickets, they can do it online, right?
Yes. ParkTheaterRI.com.
ParkTheaterRI. That's important. ParkTheaterRI.com, and you can see the seats that are available and
yes.
and pick them out yourself, or you can call the phone number there and talk to the box office people, and they'll help you out too.
Yeah, or you can go directly to the box office. We are open every day except Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, that's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. You stop by at the Park Theater. You can usually grab a spot right beside the door, mm-hmm. Right on Park Avenue in Cranston. And walk in and take a look around the nice lobby there. There's a full bar for service.
Yes.
There's ample restrooms, which mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people appreciate. And while the show's going on, if you have to go to the restroom, you can watch the show on TV.
Yeah. <That's>
so
true.
It has a lot of creature comforts. It's a very nice theater. The pricing, you mentioned that you're almost sold out of the $65 seats.
$65 is, yes,
pretty much
a couple
gone.
Here and there, but otherwise yeah. sold out. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So they went for the high price ones first.
First, yes.
Well, he is a big name, and it's very impressive to have someone like that coming into the theater. So in getting this, where was the convention that you mentioned that you went
this
to?
Was in New York is the APAP convention, Arts Association of Performing Arts Presenters. Every year it's held in January. Yes.
So this is something that just happened.
The convention just happened. Yes, yeah. it was quick in a way. As I said, luckily, the agent, since I used to be an agent, I mm-hmm. know a lot of the agents, and they tried to help me out in getting a good deal, and which happened. Well, it worked out for us.
Well, it's good. Yeah. So your background is in New York City.
Yes.
And how did you end up here in Rhode Island?
Well, it was actually, I ended up here without even really looking for the job in a way, because the owner of the theater, the person who built the theater, Mr. Piyush Patel,
mm-hmm.
He met me in New Jersey. We had met because someone had told him about me, and he didn't meet me to ask me for a job. He asked because I also I used to promote concerts as well. I represent artists from India and everywhere, as well as I work with a record company.
Mm-hmm.
So he was calling about a major Indian artist who he wanted to have at the theater. So he met me about that, and we were talking, and then he spoke to me, and then I spoke to him about it. He was quite surprised that I had a background in mm-hmm. Mainly in American and Western music, more than Indian, though I do have a background in Indian music as well. And I told him about, and he was asking me about what he should do with the theater and how, and I was just telling him about, you know, Rhode Island, that from what I know, they have a Portuguese population, they have a Cabo Verdean population, they have a population from Italian,
mm-hmm. sure,
and they have Irish population. I said,
very
the way to
state,
make
actually,
the theater happen is you should have diverse programming. That's what I told him. I said, and I was giving him names of different people from around the world
mm-hmm.
who he should have and where he would. And so he was quite impressed that I knew so much about the world. And we just left it at that. And I said, I'll find out from the artist from India if she can make it or not, but I'll let you know. And then he again called me and said, why don't we meet for lunch, you know, mm-hmm. for coming by. And I met him, and he said, listen, would you like to take
Did he pay for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, but
He wasn't trying to get a free lunch or anything.
No,
okay.
No. He said, you know, why don't you do this? Would mm-hmm. you be interested in programming for us, doing this thing for us? Because he says, I really want somebody, and I think, you know, you seem to understand what I need to do. I said, yeah. I'd never seen the theater. He said, why don't you come and see the theater?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, that's what he did. He said, have lunch. And then he said, why don't you come and see the theater? And then decide if you want to do it. And then
Excellent. So, well, we're we're glad to have you as a new Rhode Islander. Yeah. We're going to go to another Inkelbert song right now, and we'll do this one and then come back and talk some more about the Park Theater.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to hold me. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up. Lonely as a man without love. Every day I start out, then I cry my heart out. Lonely as a man. Cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can't stop myself from.
Distinctive voice of Engelbert Humperdinck. We have time to get one more of his tunes in before our first break, so let's do that. This is another favorite called Release Me. And I will always Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi of the Park Theater, or the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, on Park Avenue in Cranston, the historic Park Theater. Been opened for quite a long, long time, actually. Park Theater was about 80 years old, almost as old as me. and proud history there. A lot of us that grew up in Warwick, and a lot of people in the area grew up thinking of it as a movie theater. Mm-hmm. And now it's been completely restored and refurbished, and it's a great place to see a show. In the first segment, we talked about Engelbert Humperdinck coming in on April 5th. And next weekend, we have on Saturday night, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Now, one of the things that we talked about off air is the fact that the diversification of some of the shows you have coming in for a diverse audience mm-hmm. is pretty unique. And this certainly fits in that category of diversity.
Yes.
So when you explained how you thought that would be good for the Rhode Island culture, since Rhode Island is a very, very diverse community and has people from all ethnic backgrounds. One of the populations that I don't know a lot about, I think, because I'm Italian, Italian heritage and French-Canadian, I didn't hear a lot about the Indian population, but there seems to be, right?
There is an Indian population, but I don't think it's as big in Rhode Island. But then there is a bigger population like on the outskirts of Rhode Island in mm-hmm. a way. So they do come down. That's why we're trying to get them to come to show. We're doing a couple of Indian shows as well.
What's some of the Indian shows you've been doing?
Last year, person by the name of Pankaj Udas, who's a Ghazal is like the blues of India.
And,
and he came, who's a very well-known singer. And then we had just a couple, in the beginning of February, we had Amjad Ali Khan, who's a classical musician, Indian classical musician, Sarod. Sarod and sitar, they're like two mm-hmm. stringed instruments.
Yeah, sitar,
like the sitar, everyone mm-hmm. knows Sarod is the other main stringed instrument. And Amjad Ali Khan is, in fact, the greatest exponent of the instrument in the world, I would say. In fact, now that, unfortunately, Ravi Shankar passed away.
Right.
In fact, Amjad Ali Khan would now be the greatest instrumentalist
sure.
in India,
okay.
you know, you would call. And we had him, and we are thinking of having Ravi Shankar's daughter, Anushka Shankar, in November.
Oh, that's great.
So there's a lot of, we're right now negotiating, but I think it's going to be worked out.
Now, I noticed that the day after the Engelbert show is Din Chek.
Yeah, Din Chek is a local group. They do Bollywood songs. They're from Boston. So they wanted to do a show here, so we just said fine. We tried to give the locals a chance as well, if possible.
Okay, great. You know, other things coming in. We've got the Russian National Ballet Theater coming in, and that's going to be in April, too?
Yeah, they're going to be performing Sleeping Beauty, and it's one of the main ballets from Russia, so it's...
That's definitely something I know our audience is very interested in. Whenever we have the mm-hmm. Festival Ballet and others in on our show, we get a lot of response from that, so we'll have to look forward to that. Let's talk about the next music category we have here, which is that Big Bad Voodoo Daddy group. What can you tell us about them?
A Big Bad Voodoo Daddy actually is, you know, it's basically a swing band, almost like Glenn Miller, who we just had yesterday.
Right.
You know, it's
excellent.
Almost like that, but they're a young group, and they came, they released their first album. They first came on the scene in the 90s when, you know, grunge music like Nirvana and all was happening.
Right.
And then you suddenly had this group of young musicians playing swing, you know, mm-hmm. old school swing. And they do old school songs as well. It's not that they just do their own compositions. And you suddenly had this group come on the scene. And it really made a big impression on the young people. And in a way, as someone said, that they showed their generation that it was cool to swing, you know.
And, excellent.
And so that's the type of band it is. So it's a fun band. It's a lot of fun. seeing them on stage. They're just like any other swing band, and so it's for all ages. The young people like them. The older people who like old swing music will also enjoy them.
Excellent. Well, let's listen to an example of that with a piece called Mr. Pinstripe.
I once met smooth talker with an export cigarette. I don't believe I ever saw him without a cocktail in his hand. No one swings his horn to the big band voodoo band. Yeah. Now he strolls through the city like a big old alley cat. With his pinstripe suit and a big bad voodoo hat. I don't believe I ever saw him without a kitten on his head. And no one swings his horn to the big bad voodoo band. Hey, Mr. Pinstripe Suit. Hey, Mr. Heidi, Heidi Ho. Well, I know you got your answers. We all wanna know. Mr. Winged Shoes. Hey, Mr. Always on the go. Well, I know you got your answers. We all wanna know, yeah!
Now that we have everybody dancing in their seats with that swing tune, that's great music, great music. And how long has that group been around?
Well, actually, this is their 20th anniversary tour that they're doing.
Oh.
And they've just released a record called Rattle Em Bones to commemorate their anniversary. And that's why they're doing the tour as a 20th anniversary.
Excellent. So Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, great swing music. And that's the kind of stuff that I know that a lot of our audience appreciates, as they did the Glenn Miller band,
yes,
mm-hmm. which was well responded to. So you know, yet we get a lot of things going on here.
Oh yes, we do.
And it's going to be interesting. We'll talk later in the next segment about some of the other things coming up later in the year, and I know some things that you can announce and some things you're working on, mm-hmm. but. We'll find out about that. In the meantime, if you're interested in tickets for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, make sure you go to the website or stop in or give them a call. It's Park theaterri.com is the best way to at least get the information, then you know what you're looking at. We'll sneak in one more Big Bad Voodoo Daddy song now, and then we'll come back and talk some more about the other things coming up. Right now, we're going to listen to You, Me, and a Bottle.
You're thinking this nose is good as any juice I'm drinking.
Hey Scotty,
yeah,
what's it gonna be?
A gin and tonic sounds mighty, mighty good to me. Man, I know I gotta go, it's the same thing every time, but I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink, and it's you and me and the bottle next to me tonight. Yeah. Well, I know this cat named Mo. He wanders to and fro. His and my favorite water and hole. How you doing? Where have you been? He says, I've been fine with my whiskey, wine, and gin. Man, I know I gotta go. It's the same thing every time. But I don't think another drink's gonna make me lose my mind. So I think about my next drink. And it's you and me and the bottle makes free tonight. Come on, Dad, let's drink up.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Park Theater's Yusuf Gandhi. And Yusuf, one of the things that we've been talking about off air is the future of the theater, and actually what seems to be at this point a very bright future.
I hope so, yes. You know, as long as we get the support, and we, you know, the support has been increasing from the Rhode Islanders and as well as people from Southern Massachusetts and from Eastern Connecticut.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, because they're finding it an easy place to get to, they find it very, the shows are, you know, they're getting to see a lot of great artists up close almost. It's almost up close and personal.
Sure.
Because it's a compact theater. There's a lot of leg room. There's a lot of, you know, so we allow you to bring
drink holders in the chairs.
Yes, and you can bring your drinks in, you know. And it's very comfortable. And for example, we had, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we had Angelique Kidjo. Angelique Kidjo is right now the premier diva of African music. Mm-hmm. She's, in fact, she's played with everyone. I just read today this morning that she was going to be one of the headliners at the Playboy Jazz Festival in L.A.
Okay.
So, you know, she's a world music artist, and she has a blend of R&B, of African music and jazz, mm-hmm. and everything in her music. And she's a very, very phenomenal performer. And we had people, everyone, as soon as she started, everyone was up in their seats dancing throughout the show. And then towards the end, she called some people up, and suddenly we had more than 50 people on stage dancing with her.
Wow.
And it was a great show. And a lot of people who've come for a lot of shows say, wow, this was great, you know? And
sure.
We never expected that. But we've got now almost become regulars who come if they see a show they like, because they know that what they're going to get and the sound is good and everything. So that's one of the first things we have to build, is an audience that's going to be regular, because I think the vision, as far as I see it, you know, I don't, you know, and...
Right now, you're the guy.
as I said, it's not me, it's the owner, it's everybody
right.
who's involved. But my thing, my whole idea is that this should be a theater that when someone is, that we present quality entertainment. It
right.
has to be quality. It's first. That it's not just anybody we pick. One person said, oh, why don't you have some tribute acts? I said, tribute acts are good, but we'd like to present the real thing, you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we want people to feel that if someone's, you know, suddenly decides in the one evening, let's go out to a show, let's see what's happening. And the first place they look at is what's happening at the Park Theater, because
right.
we know it's going to be good, even if you don't know the artist. That's how we want to present it as.
It's certainly getting that reputation. And it's been a few years open now, and mm-hmm. lots of great acts have been there, mm-hmm. but it's getting more and more popular. I know that now it looks like every week or so, you've got another big act coming.
Yes,
so
we've got a lot of acts. And see, the agents, the artists are happy. And as we talked about casinos, and a lot of people, some of the musicians, because I've been in the music, in the recording side and the artist side, have been telling us that some of them are fed up of playing casinos all the time, actually.
Well, it's also...
Because it's very impersonal.
I was going to say, it's a huge venue. You might have 2,000-3,000 people in the audience,
yeah.
or four more.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, it's just... It's different playing in a venue where you can feel like you're part of that. So 1,000 seats at your place.
Yes.
And
it's intimate. They like it. The audience is very nice. One of the things, the audience that comes there is really into the music, and the people... you know, really enjoy it. So we had, you know, and we've had really good artists in the past, Manhattan Transfer, and then
sure.
Buddy Guy and Dr.
Yeah.
John. So it's a very, of artists, include, and then we've had a lot of international artists. So
uh-huh.
now, you know,
you've even had me there. So I mean,
yes,
you know.
It's international. You're as international as we can get.
Right.
So.
Let's get to a piece of music real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show that's coming in next Sunday,
mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day. Can't think of a better way to celebrate, called Journey of Hope, Celtic Nights, and wait to hear this music. It is absolutely beautiful.
Of the sea.
like I said, beautiful music from Celtic Knights, Journey of Hope. That song was titled One More Day, and boy, that is just great, great singing. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. That's going to be next Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Great way to celebrate. 7 o'clock show. So you
It's early since it's Sunday, and then they can go and have their green beer.
There you go. Or you can have your green beer first as long as you behave yourself.
Yeah, at our Stage Door Lounge. And, you know, we have the Stage Door Lounge, which is attached to the thing, and we're going to have a special Irish buffet before the show for the people.
Wow.
It's with corned beef, cabbage, and shepherd's pie, and all that in the buffet. They're going to have, I think, just $20. It's very affordable for the
Excellent.
Whole buffet. Very big.
So you park once, you park right there, free parking, and right across the street. And for those that would like, you still have valet parking, right?
We don't now.
No,
we
okay.
used to, but people were getting a bit upset.
For a few bucks, I'll go over and park your car for you. All right, but no, there's free parking, and you go in and you Stage Door Cafe and get a little food. That'd be great, and then stay right inside the building. You don't have to go anywhere. You're right inside the building. It's
That's
connected.
Right,
And see the show. So, Yusuf, I want to thank you for coming in. We've covered a lot of subjects, and I know there's a lot more to talk about. We'll have to have you back.
Yes, I'd love to be back. And, you know, to all your listeners, if you need to know anything, you can always send us your comments, your suggestions to info@ricpa.net, and I will personally answer all. I always personally answer every email that comes.
That's RICPA, Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts, .net.
Info at
RICPA.net. Okay, great, and we'll have a chance to get one more piece of music in from Celtic Knight, and what a great way to close going into St. Patrick's Day weekend next weekend. This is called Ireland. Once again, thanks, Yusuf. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Mike, and hope to see you soon.
We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Her eyes are the stars in heaven, watching over us all the while. And her heart, it is in Ireland, deep within the Emerald Isle. We are 40 against hundreds in someone else's bloody war. We know not why we're fighting, or what we're dying for. They will storm us in the morning when the sunlight turns the sky. Death is waiting for its dance now. Fate has sentenced us to die. Ireland, I am coming home. I can see your rolling of green and fences made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home. Ireland. Fences made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home. Ireland.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.